I often think about future meditations and prayer sessions, not because I need to, but because it brings me joy to think about being with Father again, which is how I see meditation and prayer. It's good for all of us, no matter how many times we have meditated over the past years, to review some of the basic things that are involved in meditation. The first and probably most obvious is the environment. Try to choose an environment that you can control. In other words, keep sounds to a minimum and avoid the possibility of unexpected interruptions such as doorbells or telephones and that sort of thing. Some people like to meditate on a basic thought, often referred to as a seed thought. Other people like to go into meditation completely open. There are benefits and advantages to each, of course. I like to often just spend time alone in the quiet peace and love of God. In this state of being, I often find myself getting insights, guidance, if you will, on things I hadn't even thought of. And these can be very valuable to you if you are on a spiritual path and, for example, have reached what you think is an impasse of some sort. Conversely, when you are using a seed thought, you afford yourself the opportunity to receive guidance on specific areas of your journey, your topic of meditation, that is, and this too can be very valuable in its place, so to say. So, in summation, I think you can see that neither one of these methods is particularly more valuable than the other, even though I am biased towards an open meditation. And I'll say that with a little bit of Lama Singh's loving humor. So now we are at a point where you have, to the best of your ability, controlled your environment, prepared a nice comfy place for yourself to stretch out and relax. The next thing that we want to do is very important, and that is to go over the body with your thought, with your mind, and make sure that the muscles of your body are as relaxed as you can make them. It may surprise you at times when you discover that a few little muscles here or there are rather tight, rather bound up. And so when you take time before meditation to release these, you're not running into them as an obstacle during the course of the meditation. Obviously, a very valuable precursive thing to do. Now we are shifting our focus to our mind, to our thoughts, to our emotions. The intent now is to have an open, clear consciousness, or mind, if you prefer. Let's go over a few basic things here before we go any further. It is your mind that we're talking about, and your thoughts as well. Therefore, we have utter authority over these. I know that sometimes it seems difficult to set aside a thought that keeps wanting to pop in, but if you do this, you'll find that you can much more rapidly control that thought. Instead of pushing it away or trying to counter it with some energy or whatever, focus directly on that thought. You're kind of staring it down, so to say, and eventually you will find that the thought begins to dissipate, that other, quote, smaller thoughts, end quote, begin to fragment the first thought. Eventually, if you follow such a procedure, you become a master at taking your thoughts and honoring them and putting them in a place in your mind, in your consciousness, where it's proper for them to be. And when you want to deal with them, when you find the time appropriate to interact with those thoughts, you can easily call them forth. But for the present, once you've accomplished this little technique, you find yourself with a mind that is very light and open. Sure, there will be little thoughts that come drifting by, but if you simply observe them but don't become a part of them, don't get tangled up in them, let them pass by. Now, in this first experiment, we're going to use a combination of a seed thought and an open meditation. The seed thought is, we intend to journey to the river of light. The open invitation is that we don't have any set way to do that. We are leaving ourselves wide open for God to guide and carry us into the embrace of the river of light. So as you begin your meditation, focus your attention directly in front of you. It's as though there's a location out in the distance that you are moving towards. As you continue to focus straight ahead, you will begin to feel a sense of movement. This will be accompanied by a feeling of calm, tranquility, and you'll notice that an overall feeling of peaceful goodness begins to take place in your being. You are moving as you look straight ahead, moving towards this destination that you know is out there. And as you continue to focus off in the distance, you begin to feel the growing energies of a presence about you. The feeling is delightful. It's as though someone or something has come to join you in your journey. Let yourself completely relax and feel the presence of this energy, this essence that now seems to be embracing you. As you continue to focus straight ahead and you feel the embrace around you, there's a sense of peacefulness that is without boundary, without limit. And you find yourself moving into a state of good cheer, humor, if you will. It's almost as though you feel like giggling. And feel free to do so if you wish. The essence around you becomes more and more evident as you realize you have brought your own spirit, your own eternal being, into the forefront of this journey. You do not see a form. You may feel energies. You may have a sense of colors and essences such as sounds or other distinguishable energy forms. But there is no defined limitation, just this beautiful presence of your spirit. As you continue to move, you feel the closeness with your spirit growing to such a point, such a degree, that you feel more so as your spirit than you do as the form that you were when you began. You feel the lightness and the boundless energy that is flowing to you and through you now. And you sense without question the presence of an eternal being. And as you continue to focus straight ahead, you now begin to widen your perspective, and you realize that the beauty of the light of God is present all about you. And this light is what is called the river of light. This river of light is God's loving neutrality. It is present in realms of finite definition to preserve the right to choose, so that entities in one realm would not violate the rights of entities in an adjacent realm. In effect, both are able to coexist in the same general defined space without interfering with either one. The presence of the light and energy is lifting you to a place that is so beautiful and so ecstatic that you feel as though you, as spirit, are becoming one with the force of God in the river of light. And in fact, you are. The river of light is the flow of God's word into consciousness, creating. And you are a part of that word. You are the love of God going forth on this beautiful river of light. Allow yourself to simply be, to simply feel the wonder of knowing self, of knowing your spirit. Very good, you're doing very well. Now I'd like you to look around. Look in every direction, to your right, to your left, straight ahead, above and below you, and behind you. And notice that when you do, you see and feel the presence of this beautiful river of light. I want you to know this river of light completely. Reach out with your consciousness and be one with it, as you are always one with God. This river of light is a gift to you. You may use it whenever you wish. To journey, for example, to the homeland or to anywhere in consciousness that you desire. You can use the river of light to journey directly into the colors and feel them, know them, dance with them, and become one with them as well. Feel the river of light. It is a part of you. You and the river of light are one. Feel yourself looking back off into the distance from whence you came. And feel a gentle movement carrying you back along that pathway until you can see down below your physical body. Notice the beauty that is radiating from it, the uniqueness that God has intended you to be. Feel that and know it. And let yourself move gently back into that physical body. As you do, you are bringing the joy and laughter, the excitement of the journey you have just had, back to your body and to your life. So that from this point forward, whenever you wish, you can close your eyes and meditate for a few moments and remember this beautiful river of light. Now I would like you to simply lean back as you are and be at peace. And during this time of peace and oneness with God, let yourself feel the eternal nature of who you are. You are a child of God. Feel the joy and peace of knowing that you and God are one. Rest now and be in this beautiful state of peace. And when you awaken, you'll feel very good, refreshed, and happy. Thank you for taking this journey with me. God bless you.